If he loses his arm, he's fucking dead.
He slowly clicks and whistles to me.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Okay, first of all, calm the fuck down.
Take the trade like a man, shut your fucking mouth, go out and do what you do.
Why keep Noah throwing hoops from the hip, dude?
That was another terrible statement.
So you're fine losing an arm, but you're not going to lose a pinky. Welcome to our 15th and hopefully last installment of Rant City. I am your host, Taylor. With me today is Cole S.
I want to give a shout out to my number one coal miner, Mitch Hess.
Long Island Ice Z.
Quote the Z, nevermore.
And Gabes.
What's up, bitches?
All right, first topic of the episode is Ian Kinsler had a statement saying he wants the Rangers to go 0 and 162. Cole S.
The man showed loyalty to the Rangers for years. They wanna get rid of him for fucking fat ass Prince Fielder.
Iron Man Prince Fielder.
Fat ass Prince Fielder.
Iron Man.
So if he's a little bit resentful towards that, good for him.
Well, first off, he was getting $16 million a year from the Rangers. I think they paid for him. Second off, they're obviously targeting steals by getting Prince Fielder and home runs.
And defense, if you're going to go down that road.
What, Gabes?
No,
what?
That was a troll and a half.
What?
Jesus.
All I'm saying is, they paid him. It's a business. What is he bitching about? Quit being a baby. You know, he's bitching that they traded Michael Young and there was no leadership void and that he can't be that. Fuck him. I mean, you're getting $16 million. Just step up. How hard is it to be a leader in that locker room?
I don't know. It's a lot of work.
Is it really? Is it really to be a lot of work would to you show rather, up to rather, work and say, let's go, guys. I'm going to go get this.
Okay, first of all, calm the fuck down. Second, yes, it is a lot of work to have to come there and try to be a team leader and give all these speeches when instead you can just come in there, play your 9 innings, and get the fuck out.
So you're saying Ian Kinsler's all about himself?
Yeah, why wouldn't you be?
Then
why would you not be all about yourself? The thing is about being a team leader, it means that all these other little pussies need to be led. They are the people that need to man up and just fucking go out there and play the goddamn game. Why does somebody have to be a fucking leader? Why does this guy, because this guy's a bitch,
this guy has
to come and
this
show
him.
This
is what your guy, okay, Kinsler, said. He said that they were lacking a team leader once they traded him away. So he's the one that's saying there was a void left there.
And he didn't want to fill.
And he needed a team leader to get him going.
He said he didn't want to fill. That's what he said. He didn't say he needed a leader. He did not want to fill the leadership role.
Yeah. But there was no leadership role there.
Right. He's saying fuck the little bitches that need a leader.
He needed a leader.
He's saying fuck the little bitches that needed a leader. And he's not going to fucking do it because why the fuck should he have to?
So you're defending the fact that the Rangers should go 0-162 this year?
No, I'm defending the fact that he can want that to happen. I'm not saying I want the Rangers to go 0-162.
I'm not saying you're saying that.
I know, but I'm just saying.
He's not in the wrong for thinking that.
Yeah. If he wants that to happen. So what?
It's just a simple opinion.
It's not like he's saying, I want all my teammates to eat shit and die.
It's not like he didn't get anything for his services, so what is he bitching about? Just take the trade like a man, shut your fucking mouth, go out and do what you do.
That's exactly what he wants to do. He wants to go out there and do what he does. He doesn't want to be a leader.
Then why did he have to go on ESPN and sit there? Or what are you going to... God damn it.
No. Did they ask him a question or did he just say it?
He did a whole full page article.
They asked him, though. He didn't just fucking pick an ad out in the paper and start trashing the Rangers.
but then you don't have to say anything. All you have to say is, trade's done. I moved on.
But that's not the truth. What's wrong with honesty? Why is it in this world that you can't be a liar and you can't be honest? What the fuck can you be, Gabes?
Be Ian Kinsler. Just go out and hit home runs.
You like honesty.
Yes.
So
shut the fuck up, Bo Sherman.
When Sherman is honest about his opinions, why are you trashing him?
Right into it. Love it. If Sherman would have said this, you'd be all over him.
Nah.
Yes.
Nah. No, that's legit.
I like to see this.
I'm going to make a note right now. I'm going to respect Cole S. for not winning that, or not. I guess I don't know if there was a winner or a loser.
In that argument?
But I'm not saying he... I'm just saying there's respect for not trying to win the argument by screaming louder than Gabes. Just going to throw it out there right now. Didn't go down that road. I appreciate it. So just for that, we're going to go into a topic that Cole S. requested. And I feel like Z is going to get in on this. WrestleMania. What do you guys got for us?
Who do you think is going to wrestle The Undertaker?
They already announced it.
Oh, they did?
It's Brock Lesnar. Here's the real question. How do you feel about Batista coming back? Because he's in a new movie.
Yeah.
And he comes back as a good guy. And the fans instantly hate him.
Oh, that's awesome. That they hate him.
It's like, good. He comes back to be a hero, and they start cheering Batista.
I mean, you watch the Royal Rumble and how that... Like, he wins it, and everyone is just so pissed.
3 minute long, booze.
Just, there was not a single cheer that stand. It was just nothing but booze.
And now, and then they turn him to a bad guy because everyone hates him, and now he's fighting another bad guy.
Yeah, which basically means that he just... And why did they even sign him? Just to help him promote his movie, or what are they...
Yeah, that's why he came back. That's not why they signed him. They thought... He come back as a hero.
The real fans hate him.
What we really need to have is Gabe's opinion.
What do you want me to say?
what do you want me to say?
I don't watch WWE.
Who would win a fist fight?
So do you guys have like predictions or what's going on here?
We can do that. I thought we were talking. I didn't know he had actually an opponent. So I was actually.
Oh, that's something
they do every year.
The WWE.
Over a year ago.
Okay. Or let's get some predictions out of you two.
Undertaker or Brock Lesnar?
Undertaker.
Undertaker. Batista?
But Undertaker's going to retire after this because he can't have a match with... Because he'll just get... His old raggedy ass can't handle working with...
Yes, it can because he fucking works that day and then he takes 364 days off.
But Brock Lesnar's going to slam...
He wrestled one match outside of WrestleMania.
Look at the Undertaker. He's nothing but skin and bones now.
Yeah, but he only has to do one match. Like, he won't do anything between this WrestleMania and next WrestleMania. He really won't.
There won't be as many false finishes as there were with Triple H and Shawn Michaels. He'll get put in one move, kick out of that, then tombstone him, and finish the match. They won't go, like, back and forth.
Okay, Batista or Randy Orton?
Orton.
It better be Orton.
Yeah, it better be Orton.
Batista.
Daniel Bryan or Triple H?
They're having a match, god damn it. Triple H.
Daniel Bryan.
Triple H won't allow someone to go over him in WrestleMania.
It's the Yes Movement, dude.
Nah, it's not. He won't allow it.
Dude, the Yes Movement is taking over pro sports. How do you feel about that?
I miss Fandango. Dango? Is it Dango or Dango?
It's Fandango.
He's got some sweet moves, dude.
He's still there, so I don't know why you miss him.
I guess I got nothing.
Yeah, he's got more.
I got
him. I can't believe we allowed him that much time.
Move on?
Sure. Yes.
All right. We're going to talk about the N-word in the NFL. Gabes, you want to just explain a little bit about what they're talking about?
I guess they're taking out the N-word in the NFL. And any player that says it'll get a 15-yard penalty, and the second time they get caught, they'll be thrown out of the game.
Is it racist to take that word out of the NFL?
Well... If they're going to take that word out, then they should take them all out. Otherwise, just leave it alone.
What?
All swear words, yeah.
To me, it makes no sense. How many times have you heard it on the TV? None. Have you? So what's the freaking point? Just leave it alone. It's just the NFL trying to overstep their bounds. Just leave it alone.
Well, it depends on what you watch. If you watch, like, HBO, you might hear it, you know, once in a blue moon.
They're talking just games, right? This is what we're talking about right now.
Right. Games, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. When you have to deal with the whole scandal about like the Riley Cooper thing, and you have to hear about it for 3 months straight, and if it's just as simple as talking about it.
If you don't have to hear about that Cooper shit for 3 months, instead you just get a fine or you get a penalty, then yeah, I'd definitely be down for it.
Also, how are they going to hear
that? That's the only way I can...
And the difference between Gabe's argument, in my opinion, is the fact... That if a white person tells a black guy to fuck off, okay, then it just doesn't mean anything. But if he calls him the N-word, shit hit the fan.
Well, case in point, the Riley Cooper thing.
So that's the difference between a regular cuss word and that word.
Oh, I agree, but how many white guys out there throwing that around?
Probably a decent amount.
I doubt it.
I highly doubt that they're just throwing this N-word out willy-nilly on the football field. I highly doubt it. I mean, realistically, I mean, the refs first got to hear it. Unless everyone's going to be mic'd, then that's how you're going to be able to tell. But it's not like...
No, it's just on the field. It's not for, like, the fans and everything. It's just the players.
No, I know, on the field, but you... I thought they're just yelling crap back and forth, M bombs, burning people's houses down.
The fans will realize who the racist people are real quick when it's just like flag left and right. It's just like cussing penalty on player number, you know.
ESPN's going to have a separate, yeah.
Well, if I was going to have a separate channel
just that talking about who's racist this week in the NFL. Yes, it's a big picture now. If Andrew Luck or...
Peyton Manning.
Yes, Peyton Manning. Eli Manning.
You know, if you get really pissed off, you're an official, you get really pissed off at a white quarterback, wide receiver, cornerback, just throw that flag and say 15-yard penalty for using a cuss word, and that's it. You're that guy sitting there, what the hell?
And then just say it's a white-on-white.
Dude, that's really confused everybody.
Like a white guy called a white guy the N-word. Dude, what would you do for penalties? It's like a penalty on this player, to this player. Like, he called, like, so they specify who called who what.
They're just tattling on the NFL saying this player said a bad word. That's all that's going on here.
Oh, man. Dude, penis would eat that alive. There wouldn't be enough time in the day for them to cover that shit.
Yeah, there would be.
Oh, and you know, they're going to bring on counselors, and they're going to be bringing in players saying, when I was called this, it made me feel like this. That's what ESPN would do for a whole week.
They're going to dig up every ex-Hall of Famer, ex.
So just leave it alone.
And then Jim Brown will come on TV and say, when I was in the NFL, people called me the N-word and I didn't complain about it.
That's funny.
For the listeners, Gabe's laughing that much. I'm assuming because of Cole's face right there.
Maybe.
All right, move on.
Move on. I actually thought that was pretty good.
All right, our next topic is we're going to talk about how bad the 76ers and Bucks are. How would you feel if you were a fan of one of those teams, Gabes?
I'd be pissed. But at the same point, they're doing it for the right reasons. I mean, you have to either be really good and have KD, LeBron, Carmelo, I guess. I'll give you some love there. Otherwise, you just got to be bad so you can get the next guy.
Because there's no, like...
If you're okay, like the Timberwolves, you are the worst team in the league.
Well, the
big
fans
hate you.
Depth of talent isn't that... There's not that much big talent that's going to turn franchise. Like you said, you have to
be bad. You have to get that player, the franchise guy. Like otherwise, you might as well...
How do you feel about Minnesota franchises not doing that?
They're retarded. Tanking.
Yeah.
Like
they're
Vikings.
Subpar.
The last two times...
They should have lost zero... Well, they should have won zero games last year.
To be fair, for the Timberwolves, they've tried it. They were supposed to get the number one pick twice, and the lottery just screwed them over. So the lottery is just dumb in itself.
Well, what do you feel about the lottery?
It doesn't matter. If they would have gotten the number one overall pick, they would have fucked it up anyway.
Okay.
Well, the year Kyrie Irving was there, and there's one good player. They're supposed to get the one pick. Of course they get two, because it's...
Right.
Yeah.
They got D-Will instead, or what?
Yeah, he was terrible. Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about the fact that they've come out with the wheel? That it doesn't
the new
matter.
Commissioner?
Yeah, they have a 30-year wheel. On, like, the first year you get the number one pick, the next year you get 17-18, then, like, the number four pick. So in a 5-year span, you have a top five pick. In a 10-year span, you're guaranteed a top 10 pick.
You know but, so mean? Like it's
guaranteed
so,
the number one pick.
So it's
for
possible.
Every team for
it's possible. It's totally randomized, but it's possible. Like last,
whoever wins the championship
could have the number one pick.
Yeah.
It's supposed to get that's
teams
the
have
down.
Done
that's
it.
The down part of it.
It's happened. Some,
but I mean,
but
it
I
totally
know.
Gets rid of tanking. But you know, at then they also had.
When are the Bobcats going to be good then? Like you know, like
they're good that, now.
They're good now. They have like the.
They have, like,
defense.
The fifth seed or something in the East.
Yeah. The Bucks, then. When are the Bucks going to be good? If
never. They'll they will never be good. Didn't they have, like, a couple years where Michael Redd and someone was there? Was Ray Allen still there?
Brandon Jennings.
They were never together.
They were never there together. Michael Redd and someone was there.
Bogut was there.
Since we're talking about the...
Not Bogut. He was there, but he wasn't
there. When we finish this, I got to bring up...
He was the other good player.
But, I mean... I also heard, I think, Mike Greenberg on Mike and Mike. He said the top team that misses the playoff with the best record, they get the number one pick. So that totally gets rid of tanking. So like the T-Wolves this year, they might if they would end up with the number one pick.
I don't know. I would just... It'd be another way we just get holes for some...
For some random reason. But that's this lottery thing
sucks. We'll get the number one pick when there's, like, nothing
when,
in the draft. I just assume just give the first pick to the worst
when
team.
The T-Wolves, that's what I would do. When the T-Wolves were the...
Even if you have to tank.
Yeah, when the T-Wolves were the worst team, was Cleveland the second worst team, I'm assuming. Okay.
For like, but there's years where that's not the case. Like, the one year Chicago moved up from 14 to 1 when they got Derrick Rose.
I don't think it was 14.
It was pretty high. They were high up.
Oh, yeah.
They were double digits.
Yeah, you have to check, but yeah. That was fucking bullshit.
I mean, but to me, like, as far as, like you said, the fans, as a Vikings fan, I would have loved it, been cheering for them to lose, to get the number one pick, because, let's face it, if you don't have a quarterback, you're going to suck in the league.
No.
If I'm a 76ers fan, I'm looking at it saying, all right, we got, who's there, Micah Conley-Williams?
They just fire-sealed their whole team.
Yeah, but they have two young guys there that are decent, don't they?
No, they traded the one dude away.
They have that
center that they drafted last year that got hurt for the whole season. Nerlens
Noel.
Yeah,
They say they have young talent, and if you could get, you have nobody on the books now, and if you could bring in a big time free agent, and then you draft Jabari Parker, why not? Now all of a sudden, in a year, you're looking at your team.
You're at least a playoff contender.
I understand your idea, but let's not say Jabari Parker's.
No, I'm just
pick.
Throwing out a guy. Like I'm throwing out a guy's name. You know, I mean, true fans look at it and say, we're building for the better. You know, fans that are the casual going, God, our team sucks. I'm not going
you're
to
just
game.
Going subpar here. You're not benefiting at all. Like, the well, you said the Teals aren't going to sign some big free agent. It's
they're not
going
to come here. Do you want
to
come
to
this hole?
No one wants to come to Minnesota. No one wants to come to Wisconsin.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're never going
to
sign.
The Bucks and T-Wolves always suck.
The only way it would ever have to happen is if they got what Oklahoma City did. You get lucky on two guys, drafting Kevin Durant and Michael Westbrook. You get two studs.
There was
Russell
times,
Westbrook.
Though. Yeah, I love saying.
I'm sorry what I say,
Michael.
But they're kind
I'm
of.
Bad with names.
There was time when hurting Timbals each other. Had a chance, though. Like, AI wanted to come here, but they didn't make that trade.
Well,
the
Timbals
had a chance. They've just had one good draft pick
in the
history
one
of
good
their
year.
Franchise.
It's bad.
Am I wrong?
They drafted Ray Allen. Traded him.
It's bad that the T-Wolves' only good year,
Brandon Ryan.
Our big three was Kevin Durant, Kevin Garnett, Latrell Sprewell, and Sam Cassell was our big three. That was bad to think that was our only good year where we're like a top tier.
Well, here's the thing.
Back when they had Marbury and Gugliotta, they were pretty good.
They were solid then.
Dude, they were all the ones.
They also had KG then, too.
Well,
but anyways, I don't understand why. When we made that big trade to send KG to Boston, that team could have been in Minnesota. Why? It's not warm in Boston. Why couldn't you trade
bigger
Ray
market.
Allen here?
Well,
bigger
market. And KG kind of made it clear that he wanted to leave at that point, and Paul Pierce was pretty much bleeding green.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they made two trades. It's not like Ray Allen was already on that team.
No, they,
that was Kevin
Boston
McHale,
traded
right?
for... They traded for Ray Allen, then they traded for Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, but we could have traded for Kevin.
We didn't have
and
enough
Mikhail
stuff to get
fucking
wanted him
loves
to be.
The Celtics.
Yeah.
Like, he was working for the T-Wolves.
Yeah.
He was technically working
definitely
for the T-Wolves,
fishy,
but he was
you know
definitely
he's throwing
working
it back.
For the... Yeah.
Yeah.
He helped them all. We really... did.
He gave them a fucking championship.
Who... Like, what do we even get on that trade? Would be my next question. What was our
nothing?
What we got?
They got fucking Ryan Gomes.
We got like what? Like five or six?
That was the best player.
We got Al Jefferson, Ryan Gomes, Gerald Green, and a first round.
Like
player.
We kind of like Herschel. We trade a shitload just for one player, and then didn't
reap any benefits from that set.
Yeah, dude, the Celtics were terrible, so we traded our best player for all their fucking players. That was the trade,
and they kept their one good player that they had, and then they. Yeah. I think they just signed Ray Allen to a free agency contract.
No, they traded for
they
him.
They traded for him mm-hmm. also.
Well, what did you want to bring up?
I was talking talking about the Bobcats. They were saying when LeBron dropped 61, Dominic Wilkins went all Jim Brown era. It's like, if I would have been playing against the Bobcats, I would have dropped 40 on the age of 54.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Dude, I think that's pretty fucking pimp.
Do you think he would drop 40?
I'd have to see him move a little bit.
Yeah,
first.
I'd have to see him, but 54 is pretty fucking old. If he's in shape, well, I'd say...
Yes.
40 is a stretch.
Al Jefferson's guarding him.
He's not going to jam it. He's not quick.
He's getting open looks. I mean, it's just shooting.
There's the last three 55-point games that have been scored. Well, Deron Williams, Deron Williams, sorry. Deron Williams, LeBron, and Carmelo have all been scored against the Bobcats.
Deron Williams scored 50 points.
When? 55. It was when he was in Utah or whatever.
Oh, you're talking about
the Nets.
I was talking Charlie Villanueva type situation.
Jesus
there.
Jesus Christ.
Remember that guy?
What happened to that
scored
sweet
like
gem?
50 one time.
That sweet gem.
He's probably dead somewhere, probably. Way saw his buddy on hookers and fucking blow.
All right. Who do you guys think is going to be the NBA MVP? He's going first. It's side, so I mean, let's get this bell going here.
We're all agreeing that it's between two people, right?
Yep.
Durant and LeBron James. Just this year.
Well, if Notch was here, he would have Kevin Love in the mix.
Yeah. Or some.
And Kevin Martin.
Insert white person here would be what?
Not Kevin
Martin.
It would be Durant. That. Okay. Durant has had the better year, consistent year. Wait, is the question who should win it or who do you think would win it? Or who do you think will win it?
Who do you think should win it? Like, who's
no, I think he asked who will win
it. So you're saying LeBron will win it, but you want Durant to win it.
Yes. If that's two things, I'll say pretty much the exact same thing.
I'm with LeBron on this one. He's still the best player in the NBA.
Okay.
So you think both. You think he'll win ahead. It and you go want ahead. You think he should win it.
I think he should because he's still the best player in the NBA. Yes, KD has the better season, but that's not how they vote on it. It's going to be LeBron.
How the team performs as a whole when they have Russell Westbrook, that's actually more of a hinder to their team than actually a benefit.
Look at the year Michael Jordan didn't win it. Karl Malone did. Was Karl Malone a better player than Michael Jordan? No, he had a better season. But people get burnt out on giving it to LeBron. So LeBron should win it. I hope he wins it.
You're saying that Kevin Durant's the better player this year. Right.
He had the better season, is what I'm saying.
It's like
yes.
So it's like, why wouldn't you want him to win the MVP?
Because
he's
the better. Because I still think LeBron is the MVP of the league. Like, he is the best player in the league. That's my feeling.
But the MVP isn't the best player; it's the best player of the year.
Who's the most beneficial for their team? Would be as of right now
the most valuable.
Like based on your logic, I can just say Tim Duncan should win MVP because been great for years.
No, because it's a two person race. Tim Duncan I'm giving credit to both. I'm just saying
it's like if the Vikings didn't make the playoffs and they had like 6 wins last year or the year before that, when AP would not have won the MVP, mm-hmm. is what you're saying.
Yep.
Well, it's not like the Thunder are losing though.
Right. I'm just saying though. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
just rolls off the tongue.
Who do you think?
I'm gonna go Durant, simply because he's in the West. So it's even more impressive that he's putting up those numbers.
That's good logic.
I mean, LeBron's facing a fucking garbage team every other fucking game, so.
The only other good team in the East is, what, Indiana? Probably.
Indiana, yeah.
And then, I couldn't even tell you who the next two.
It's Toronto's three, isn't it?
Are they?
Jesus,
talk about climbing their way.
They are.
Dude, their best player is DeMar DeRozan.
Dude, they're three.
That was another team. They got rid of. They were like us when we got rid of KG. Like, their only good player was
light
Chris Bosh. You know, a light version,
KG,
of course.
Yeah.
But they get rid of Bosh.
They didn't really get rid of him, though. They didn't want him to leave. He wanted to.
Yeah. But then
Toronto's 3, so Chicago's 4, Washington's 5.
Dude.
Washington is not 5. How is Chicago 4th with, like, no one other? Joaquin Noah throwing hoops from the hip, dude.
Hoops
from the hip.
They call his jump shot tornado jump shot or something like that. Yes, they do. I've watched 2 fucking Joaquin Noah games in the last like 2 weeks, and
the East is
it.
So goddamn bad.
Charlotte's in it, aren't they?
Yeah, Charlotte.
Who the fuck is Atlanta?
The 7th seed. Atlanta's best player is Al Horford. Yeah. The 7th seed is 5 games below 500. And then if you
go down the list 3 through 8.
3 through 8 would be Toronto. They're 7 games above 500. Chicago, same. They're 7 games above 500. Washington, who are 3 games above 500, stand at the 5 seed. Nets at an even 500. 7 seed. Bobcats below 5. And then Atlanta at the 8 with 6 games below.
Who does Washington have besides Wall?
I don't know. I was just going to ask that exact same question.
Detroit and Cleveland are 2 games behind Atlanta, and they're both sitting at 24 and 37, respectively.
Do you know they're in the run? They're in the hunt.
They're 2 games
back. Detroit
is
in the hunt.
They're in the hunt.
Who the fuck do they have? Stuckey?
They have
their best
Josh Smith. That's their best player. And they have Brandon Jennings now, too.
Sucks,
too.
Don't they have Drummond
now,
too?
No, to compare. Yeah. Actually, and they have Monroe. It's not that bad of a team.
The Pistons?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised they're not ahead of fucking Washington, dude.
Do you know any Washington players besides John Wall?
No.
I'm trying to think.
He's terrible, though.
And now to compare to the Western Conference.
If I knew anybody. It doesn't matter if he's good or not. Give me fucking credit.
The first team out in the West would be Memphis, and they're sitting at 34-25. If they were in the East, they would be the third seed.
Yeah.
Look, you give this guy some knowledge, and a palm of his hand, he's all over this. Yeah.
God. Wow, dude, the East is really
And even the
bad.
10th seed in the West has a winning record still.
What are the Lakers at? Are they in full
The
full
Lakers
tank
are
mode?
In dead last.
Oh, they're good. They're not going to start Kobe.
What's the Lakers? The Lakers are in dead last. They're 21-40. And they have a better record than five East teams.
Yeah. What's the T-Wolves record? Just as bad, or
no? They're 30-29.
So do they do like the ping pong ball by record? Yeah. So even a playoff team can
no. Everybody bought the playoff team.
You can't.
If you're a playoff team, then how you finish is what you.
We're technically almost like a 7 or 8 seed, or
unless
you
trade, make a trade with the team.
They're,
and then you buy you get their lottery, like say you trade with them.
They're 4.5 games out of the
Sixers.
No,
and then spot. They tank, then you
they
get
have a
their
really easy schedule coming up, so have to win every game there. So I'm going Durant. He's going LeBron.
I'm going
and
LeBron.
You guys are both going Durant.
I'm
you can't go wrong with either one, but that's just
yeah,
going.
But I'm just where I'm comparing
I would be surprised
is how
if LeBron won.
If who yeah. mean who means
but
more.
But I do believe that he won't win it. He won't win it because people are getting burnt out on LeBron.
That is not the reason, Gabe.
I don't think any of this voting is based off that.
Come on, we don't all have to hit it.
Yes, we do, because we all think the same thing.
All right, move on.
Let's pile the elephant.
Move on.
Gabe is an idiot.
Move on?
Yes.
All right. We'll shell out some advice here to someone named Joel. Ready?
What's up, Joel?
I like 6 teams, and I want to know if I'm a bandwagon.
Are you fucking kidding?
From one league?
Come on.
Let me.
Sorry, I'm jumping the gun.
Born and raised in Milwaukee, my favorite team is the Bucks.
Okay, you're not a bandwagon. One bit.
But I've liked the Mavericks since I was 5, and I like a few other teams, but I'm always loyal to the Bucks. I'm not a bandwagon, am I? No, you're not a bandwagon.
The Bucks have never been good. Have they ever made the playoffs?
You're one of 50 fans. Still following the Bucks.
If you were fans with the Bucks, you were allowed to like a team that's winning games.
And the Mavericks aren't even winning games.
And then just for asking that question,
he
should just go off himself. Because
yeah.
That guy just wasted our time. He's a retard.
Why do you call every single person asking for advice?
I'd love to see you put
because the reason that is because the entire podcast, he gets called a retard.
I'm taking it out.
He never wins.
Joel,
even
when, you're my scapegoat.
Even when they're asking simple questions, he still calls him retarded.
It's basically because like when you come home after you get yelled at by the boss, you come home and kick the dog. He's treating the Yahoo Answers as the dog.
Joel's my dog.
All right, second one. Asked by Basketball Fanatic. Are Romo and Witten really gay?
Yes.
Hey, I have to explain.
Okay. Well, I thought that was it. I was like, yeah. Was...
I am a Cowboys fan, and I don't know what to believe. There are a bunch of rumors going around on the internet about them being gay together. It says Romo admitted to being gay with Witten.
Who's this? Basketball Fanatic?
Yeah.
You don't have a chance with either Romo or Witten, so you just don't need to worry about it.
You're so bad, Gabe! Come on, dude.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
God, Gabe.
Gabe's, what?
What have we done to you?
Here's the thing. Like, you said I make him sound worse because I yell
That's
over.
That's what you took out of it? That this basketball fanatic
he's
wants to be gay with him?
He doesn't want to sleep with him. He just wants to know
He's simply asking if Romo and Witten are gay together. Not if they're available to be gay with him.
I know what he's asking, but
that out of it?
Subconsciously, this is what I'm going into this guy's mind to give him some advice. You don't stand a chance. Just give up.
and you're still going.
Your subconscious sucks, man.
I can't hit this bell enough to just drive this point home that you just...
All right, now that Gabe's put gave his input, move on to Z and Cole's take on this. Are they gay together?
They definitely have
probably not.
The only evidence that I could possibly see is that they're gay together, but only in the fourth quarter. Because out of Witten's 100 catches a year, 90 of them are in the fourth quarter, and one Alge, if he was here, he would back me up there.
That's almost a Gabe's.
That's not even close to Gabe's.
I'm just...
That was Gabe's that hit it, not Cole S. So.
Cole S. wanted to.
It was I'm trying. I admit to reaching when making that statement, but that's the only thing I can think of. You said no, and you said no. Move on?
Yeah.
All
right. Cut that out.
We're going to cut the whole Yahoo ad out of this.
All right. Shit, what was I going to say? Oh. Tell listeners how they can reach us. Find us.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Buy the merchandise at Amazon.com. Find us on rantcity.podomatic.com. Give us a 5-star rating on iTunes.
Add me on.
Add Tay on Snapchat at PimpDaddyDollars. And get yourself a bell so every time Gabe says something stupid, you can ring it and take a drink yourself.
I should just have you record a sound clip before the show of that so I could just like have you do that. Just insert that in so you don't have to do it every time.
You should. I don't
That's
know
what
how
she said.
Geez, why are you trying to just derail?
That was solid.
You're just trying to
insert
derail
that
this.
Every time.
That's what
yeah.
she said.
Yeah, I got it.
I hate how that's solid.
I got it. I'm on board now. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. All right. I have two would you rathers.
I have two.
You have two?
Yep.
And you have one, and you have one. So I'll go first, and then you can go.
Okay.
And then just go around clockwise here.
Yeah. All right. My first one. Would you rather be homeless for a year if it meant you receive $1 million at the end of the year? You're taking that?
Obviously. You don't even have to hear the second one.
We'll see.
Okay. Or make $1 million in 1 year, but you make that money from gaining fame as being the stop sign kid.
What does that even mean?
It's a viral video where of a guy just running into a stop sign and just getting knocked the fuck out by it.
So after one day of being in pain, I got $1 million?
No, I think you're saying you have to do it constantly,
so
right?
No, you.
I'm just
you're
a viral
just known
video.
As that guy, so you're walking down the street, everyone knows you and knows and makes fun of you.
But I get $1 million either way?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing two then.
You're doing two?
I'll get owned by a stop sign. I don't give a fuck.
Or you're doing, I thought you meant you're doing both when you said doing
two. Well, if I could do both, I'd do both. I'd take $2 million.
But. Yeah,
right.
And then have your, then have basically your job just running the stop sign.
Am I eating?
No, you just do it once. But but you don't get it like one lump sum. You solely gain it because of the fame you're gaining. Yeah, fame.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Just a quick question. Am I eating?
But you get the lump sum for the homeless one.
And you gotta live for homeless
Am I eating out of dumpsters as being part of the homeless thing?
You just gotta live.
You just gotta survive that year. If you don't survive, then obviously
how bad could it hurt to run into a fucking stop sign? I mean, pretty
But it's not the pain, the initial pain. That's fine. It's just walking down the street
and
being made fun of by everyone.
And of course, it's homeless in Minnesota. So we got the winters. So you got the winters that you.
Gabe, you're not.
You're not gonna die.
It's not
part of the hypothetical.
You start in Minnesota.
Yeah.
You can hitchhike to Florida.
I took the bath salt
people. That's where that guy ate that dude, wasn't
Well, you could go to Arkansas then. Nobody's going
to
fucking
Let's
Arkansas.
Go to the bayou and down in that area.
But yeah, I thought you had to stay in Minnesota.
You
just go
start in Minnesota, say October. Or November.
I'm going to California.
You just go somewhere where it's not winter. You can be fine with it.
Right. Oh, how are you going to get there?
Hitchhike.
Who ever picks up a hitchhiker that looks homeless?
I have.
I'm just saying. Yeah, you can hitchhike.
I pick people out there up all the time. People have their cars break down. All
right, just so we know, guys, sooner or later, we're going to get the message Cole is dead.
Yep.
Truck gone.
Basically, Cole is telling us that he's...
Okay, you're just giving us a warning that pretty soon we will not have you around.
For what's going on here?
I pick up hitchhikers, so I'm going to die.
Oh.
You might be one shady guy, dude. You don't know, man.
takes one.
I just won't get a guy that has a head in a duffel bag and I'll be fine.
Or a chainsaw.
How many times have you picked them up?
A few.
Okay.
I'm taking the stop sign.
Take the stop sign.
Internet fame?
Yeah, internet fame.
Stop sign.
What if it was only 500 grand?
Stop sign.
Stop sign.
Wait, and the other one's still...
Still a million. How low would you go with the internet fame money where you would take the homeless?
How long would it take to reach that set amount of money?
Could that become a large lump sum?
The internet fame? No, you gradually get that. So, but it would be, at most...
Over
3 years.
So that's still not too bad.
God, it's tough. What amount?
Look at him get serious. What amount? Well, let me do some figuring.
My dude, I'm worth
100,000.
I'm thinking how much, man.
Homeless, man.
How long would it take?
How much that would suck?
I know gradually, but how long would you gradually reach that amount that you finally have hit?
I'm going to say 300,000.
300? For the internet fame.
Yep. Anything under that, I'd be the homeless for a year.
Okay. I think that's fair.
I actually think that's a pretty respectable
number.
I'll
agree with that. Yeah.
Because.
Yeah. Sure.
Way to go, Cole.
You're still.
Don't get on Cole's.
You're still a nation known. Like, everyone in the nation knows you're that guy. And you're like, Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah. But they're not being like, holy shit, I know you. They're making fun of you.
Although, if you could seriously go into some solitaire, you know, let me spit this out. You're homeless. You don't have to deal with retards for a year. You just straight up by yourself.
There's no benefit of being homeless, dude. Come on.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
There's no benefit. You're just...
You're in pure survival mode for an entire year, dude.
And he's saying, and you have nothing to work with. And he's saying like he's somebody that wants to be isolated, and that's just not you at all.
I think that is me.
How much are you getting into a survival thing? No, I know.
We're not doing that.
How much do you Snapchat every single girl you know a day? That's what you do all day long.
Or text, or just anything, you know.
Fucking call Notch all day. You don't want to be...
You're not
a person.
For $1 million, I could do it.
But no, you wouldn't want... You're saying it's a benefit of being homeless, and you wouldn't want that.
Like, you're basically saying, oh, yeah, it wouldn't be too bad to just check out for a year and then just come back, you know.
Because you wouldn't want to check out for a year.
$1 million, you're making this choice.
You were just going over the benefits, though.
That's a pretty good benefit to me. For a year, you don't have to deal with drama and shit.
You're dealing with shit on the street.
That's a better drama than...
Okay,
is it, though?
Okay.
It's surviving. That's
delete Snapchat off your phone right now, so you won't have to deal with drama.
How do you get drama from Snapchat?
You're saying solitude. You don't want to have any interaction.
That's not getting $1 million. Why would I delete it, then?
Because it's a benefit.
Anyways, I'm going to pick the $1 million. Otherwise, it's $300,000.
Come on, man. All right, go.
Okay, would you rather lose... You guys all heard about the football player that lost his finger, right? Or Ronnie Lott that cut his off. Would you rather lose a finger while playing football or totally blow out your knee? ACL, MCL, I mean, the fucking thing is shot.
Losing, just a pinky? Or what finger are you losing here?
What is your most important finger?
Thumb? That's considered a finger, I guess.
Yeah, finger. Which one? Let's just say pinky, because...
If it's pinky, or do what? Blow out your...
Blow out your knee.
So you're not... Can you... Like, when you come back from your injury, you can walk, but you're not doing anything, like, athletic. If you totally blow it out.
Well, I mean, a lot of players come back after totally blow... granted, you're not...
So if
AP,
I put in the work,
you're
I can
still,
recover, is
yes,
what you're saying.
Yes, yes. I mean, but you either have a blowout knee, you got to go through that. You either got to deal with the blown out knee, or not have a... Say your pinky.
Dominant hand?
Does a pinky really matter?
I think so.
It could,
okay,
yeah.
Well,
if it was a pinky bowl, I would
dominant
say
hand,
no, but...
Dominant hand.
Like, say if you're dominant hand, you wouldn't be able to throw a football, I guess, or really...
You
can.
That wouldn't make that much of a difference. There'd be... You'd notice it, but it wouldn't...
You'd get used
wouldn't
to
be
it.
A game
so you're saying yes, dominant hand.
Yes, dominant hand.
I'm not saying it makes a huge difference, but it does make a difference. Or blow a knee. Do you know?
I would blow up my knee, I guess. That'd be all right.
You already blew out your hip, so...
Which side would you want the knee on, then? Just totally fuck up one side?
I guess it would be... I might as well say fuck the whole right side. So it'd be my right knee.
Dude.
So you'd be able to get back, and you wouldn't be...
You know how I feel about losing shit off my body, but fucking blowing out a knee. That would be rough.
I mean, you're laid
What are you going
for,
with?
I honestly don't. I'd say cut the finger off.
I think it's leaning towards the finger.
Because.
To be completely honest with you.
You can live without a pinky. I mean, you're going to miss it in, like, scenarios. But.
God.
I mean, do you really want to go? Do you know how bad that would hurt with the knee? You're laid up for a long time. You thought it was bad with the wrist. Like, you're fucking way worse with the knee.
Yeah.
And then multiple surgeries.
It's pretty bad. Hey, you fucking know a little bit how you. How much did that suck?
Sorry, that's why I would just take. Sorry, you know what? I already no. I would still take.
Oh, you're still taking.
Still taking the knee.
I already know what it's kind of like. Yeah, so I'd be like,
God.
Get my.
Although, look at how long.
So there is a chance I get back to close to 100%.
Yeah, I mean, let's just say you get back to 100% with the knee, which you still have to go through.
Do you have a set time in this hypothetical? In this, would you rather
12 to 15 months?
12 to 15 months.
I think that's what. 12 months, yeah, 15 months on the long.
It's probably about a year.
That's to get back to decent shape.
Yeah.
Surgeries and
because
we're not top athletes, you know, with the best.
Yeah,
probably a year of heal and then another year of high rehab.
You're walking with no pain in 9 months.
I'm going knee then.
The knee,
no pain then, man.
But you know that.
So we switched to the.
But realistically, it would be probably 2 years total of trying to get, and then 1 year of healing, surgeries, and then
another year of rehab. I'm going knee.
But just 9 months easily.
How bad is that initial pain, though? Because that initial pain is going to be dreadful.
What, the finger or the...
The knee. The knee is going to be...
It would be excruciating. You might just start, you might just be in shock. You might not even feel it. Some, you know, when I got my wreck, when I was in shock, so I didn't even feel my hip. I didn't even know what I did.
I'm tearing the ACL for sure.
I don't want to lose a pinky, but I'm thinking just the initial pain.
So you're fine losing an arm, but you're not going to lose a pinky.
Fuck it.
Come on.
That's his favorite finger.
Well, you said you get to pick. Just most people take pinky, right?
I would assume I would give up my pinky. Yeah. What if it's non-dominant hands?
I would give up my ring.
Really?
I think so. Because you want your pinky for grabbing shit, I think.
You don't? What? No.
Actually, if I were to give it up, this finger does nothing. I can't do it anything.
Can you give up like half of two different fingers?
You have like part pinky, part ring. Yeah.
Explain why.
I'm just saying. Like, is that?
I guess lose your whole finger. You want to
one finger.
You know, a quarter here, you know, quarter inch.
Yeah, just have the top, the tips.
No
of
finger.
Your four fingers.
I'll never have to get a fingernail clipper again for this side. You guys kind of got me leaning towards the knee just because then you're normal, but...
Everyone's saying knee then, right?
Yep.
All right, Z, you up?
All right. You're not going to die in either one of these. Gabe, remember that right now. No death.
Yeah, there's a shark involved.
There's no shark.
So would you rather?
Would you rather? You work at a carnival, you work with bears, there's a freak accident, a bear mauls you.
Dead.
Near death. You're near death, you fully survive. You don't lose anything. You're just near death from the attack.
Scars and whatnot, though.
Am I
no scars. You're completely healed up.
Just back.
So completely healed up. Completely healed. Evidence. You just go through the pain of that that situation.
Okay. Pretty bad.
Month, you're healed up. Or let's just say your month or whatever. You don't really, whatever the heal up is.
You don't have to explain it to me.
Well, you might
single me out.
I'm starting to think my goal.
He's already dead. So
bear fuck.
Or. Bare knuckle box Mike Tyson in his prime for 10 minutes.
You're dead either way.
You don't die. I said that. How do you still get...
Do you recover from the boxing as well?
You recover
fully from both.
You're recovering fully from both. You don't die.
Dear God, dude. Can you imagine getting mauled by a fucking bear?
Can you imagine just taking uppercut from Mike Tyson?
You do last for 10 minutes. That's what you're saying.
You'd have to imagine they prop you back up.
I'd have to imagine
the bear attack would be about similar then, right? Similar time it takes.
I mean, you're just getting just ripped up.
I don't think you're going to last 10 minutes. You're going to die after 10 minutes.
You fully heal up.
Good God.
I'm taking Mike Tyson, but I'm not happy about it.
That is just terrible.
I can't imagine. I'm with you, man. I'm taking Mike Tyson as well. Just because the bear...
What's the recovery time from Tyson?
Because you know,
both a month, right?
Fuck.
Because what I'm saying, would you rather is the pain that you're going to go through. Like with a bear, you're losing limbs, but You're just magically recovering. You're magically recovering. That's what I'm saying. That's the
so
only
you're
way.
You're going to be feeling the skin tearing.
So it's just
you're
the initial
gonna be feeling
pain.
The pain, but you're going to be it's feeling Mike Tyson just and how you're going to be, you know, that pain also.
Do I have to try to fight him back?
But you would try to fight. You fight back.
Can you fight back?
Right. You can fight back.
You're like punch the bear.
So like, do I have?
Well, the end result is you're near death in both.
You're near death in both.
Mike Tyson. I'm taking Mike Tyson.
Both 10 minutes. Both are just going to be excruciating pain.
Well, I'm going to take the Mike Tyson's 10 minutes.
I mean, you're not getting fucking
clawed.
Yeah, you're not getting clawed and bit. Like it just grab you with its mouth at your
the
at
bear
your waist
might
and just fucking
the
rip
bear
you apart.
Might be only like a minute or two or three, but it's just then someone might come and save you.
But it's the same amount of damage.
But yeah, you're getting damage. Whoever.
So I'm lasting 10 minutes with Mike Tyson though.
Yep. Like, would you rather have?
Or
Mike
I guess
Tyson
I would say
break your collarbone or a bear bite it off. I'm going to go take and break it.
I guess I'll say Mike Tyson.
Okay, how about this, though? The bear attack could last 1 minute or 20 minutes.
Tyson could bite your ear off.
Somewhere in the...
Jeeves!
What happened?
Why are you just trying to derail this whole...
I'm just saying it's...
So I would say the bear attacks 3 minutes of this bear just ripping you
apart. I'm taking Tyson.
3 minutes
but you can...
Minutes.
For like the first... 3-4 minutes, you might be, or I guess probably realistically 2 minutes maybe of being able to.
I don't even think 2 minutes, man.
Because once he catches you once, but.
Yeah, he'll catch you once right away. He was quick in his prime. Like right now,
he'll
maybe.
Fuck you up, dude. There's no debating that. This is kind of like the tiger shark argument.
I'll take the mic.
There's no going around, he's gonna fuck you up. There's no blocking it.
Just,
there's no fighting back. You're not going to get a haymaker in to damage him.
You'd get some limp-wristed jab, and that'd be about it. Yeah. And your punch would be so uncoordinated. It would hit him like, right in like the chest or something. Like it just wouldn't do anything.
The only way you could hit him is if he allowed you to hit him.
Yeah.
Oh, man. God, 3 minutes versus 10. That's what it boils down to.
So 3 minutes of pure pain or 10 minutes
like...
of pure pain. And I'm fully recovered after both.
Yeah.
I'm going 3 minutes.
I'm going 10.
Because you're completely healed.
I'm going 3 minutes anyway.
I mean, either way, you're going through fucking pain.
If I don't know I'm going to fully recover, but I know I'm going to live, I'll take Tyson.
Because what that would rather, I can't like see you have long-term.
Dude, you're imagining, like the pain is bad for both, but the pain is not going to be worse.
Just think of how threatening this is. Like, you're just like, okay, you have two options. There's a ring with Tyson, and there's like a cage with a bear. It's like you have to pick one. You are going to survive. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Mike Tyson. Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Even if you know it's 3 versus 10 minutes, because Jesus Christ, dude, a bear?
Like a bear's hand just.
Well, obviously you're going to take. Yeah,
because you're taking Mike Tyson. How much do you think he weighed in his prime?
260? I don't know. I'm
obviously
guessing.
I took a stab. He was in the heavyweight. Really? Obviously heavy. So you got to be in your mid 200.
Well, a bear is going to be like five to 1,000 pounds. Depending on the size, you know.
Depending on the bear.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a big fucking bear.
Kodiaks are like 1,200.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you did that scenario, you walk into the room and say, choose a cage. Nobody in their right mind is going to fucking take 3 minutes of a bear. You know, they're going Tyson.
Yeah.
You know. But right now,
dude, they watch Mike Tyson do one uppercut of a dummy. They might think twice about that, dude.
I just want to watch the bear fight Mike Tyson first.
When Mike Tyson knocks me down, is he just getting on top and for 10 minutes?
No,
beating
no, you have. They're gonna pick you back up.
He just picks you up.
It's a legitimate. Like if he knocks down, you have time. You gotta get back up, and then you're back starting again.
Oh, so you can milk it. You can take a 10 count. You can get to 9.
You can take
time.
The 9.
Yeah,
yeah,
but either way, you're at your death.
Tyson.
So then it's
you
Tyson.
Say,
I'm going Tyson.
It's
but
3 minutes versus 10 minutes. That's what I'm saying it boils down to. So.
It doesn't, though.
But you can kind
of
run
because
around
the pain
a bear
of a punch
like a
between a
pair
of a
I'm
bear
going
bite.
Tyson. I switched to Tyson. I was going to say bear because it's 3 minutes.
You maybe can run from
the
bear.
But you're not
like
getting
the first
bones
or
flesh ripped off.
You might be able to run a little bit.
No, bears are
he's not
fast.
Like, bear as fast as you're going to
catch
him. And you're in a cage.
I'm going Tyson.
But you might.
How are you going to dodge a bear in a cage?
I'm not saying you're going to dodge him the entire time. I'm saying that you would be able to milk some time off before the bear.
He only needs 30 seconds.
That's 30 seconds off 3 minutes.
Unless this cage is like a mile, you know, like a fence.
It'll catch you.
Gabe,
it's
going to
get you.
I'm not
you
saying it's not
going
to catch you.
Is everyone going Tyson? Is everyone
yes.
going Tyson?
I'm just not saying he's.
What's the argument?
All right. You got one, Cole S.?
All right, in both these scenarios, you think you're an absolute badass.
Okay.
Would you rather be a 7-foot-tall NBA player that gets blocked by a 5'9 point guard constantly? Like, every time you shoot.
Like, they put the 5'9 guy on you.
Like, you're just Yao Ming and it's Nate Robinson. Yeah. Like, that situation.
Or you say constantly, you're talking like 5 times a game or something.
10.
Or every 10 times a game?
Yeah, or every time you shoot, you just get stuck.
Or be an NFL defensive end. Again, you think you're an absolute badass. And get pancaked by every tackle you face, like, 10 times a game. Like, you just get fucking...
But you're in the media, like, post-game interviews and shit, saying you're just...
You're the best defensive end in the league.
So, basically, you're Brian Robeson.
Oh, man.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I guess.
I think I'm going to... I'm definitely going D-end.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Going D-end.
Well, that was gay.
You know, like, realistically, that happens to you. Like, you get stuffed by Nate Robinson for an entire game. You'll never see the court again for the rest of your career.
What if it's get blocked by him once, or no, twice a game?
Or what if you just get posterized or something by Nate Robinson 3 times a game or something?
I think getting blocked is worse than getting posterized.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. What if it's 2 times a game versus getting pancaked 10 times?
I'm getting pancaked.
No, you're pancaked.
Wait, if when I'm the 7-footer, oh yeah, you did say that you think you're a complete badass.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're in the media just gloating in
right. Every time out, you're just got that shitty.
Get me the ball. No.
So basically, you're saying, in the media, you're like, they need to give me the ball. Nate Robinson can't stop me.
He just blocked you.
Everyone's looking at, are you watching this in game?
Right. All right. Is your last one good?
That's up to you guys.
Well, I mean, like,
I mean, it was good enough for me to write down.
Okay.
God, Cole's arm was so damn bad.
Mine's kind of hit or miss. Just kind of a wild card. So why don't you go?
Yours
first?
Was my favorite.
Would you rather be kicked in the balls by Megan Fox or bathe and wipe ass of a 450-pound chick?
Do I die in either one of these?
Just one time each.
Don't put Gabe's on.
One time each.
One time
each. What's the second one again? I'm sorry.
I don't understand why Megan Fox is in it. Why?
It's like I'm saying you get kicked in the balls by a super hot chick.
You're still getting kicked in the balls, man.
Exactly. Or you gotta bathe and wipe the ass of a 450-pound chick.
Just one time each, right?
Well, yeah, we'll go with that. It's a hypothetical.
I really don't. Assuming Megan Fox is going full board, right?
Yeah, but it boils down to getting kicked in the balls, and that's 1 second recovery time, a day, 2 days, maybe a week.
Maybe, yeah.
Versus spending, it's going to take at least fucking 4 hours.
And the mental.
And the mental. It's right. Obviously getting kicked in the
you're
nuts.
Not forgetting it. God.
You gotta live up each one of those fat flabs. It just
you need. It's
I don't know. I'm just remembering the time that I kicked Tyler Schleif in the nuts. He got over it pretty fast. So I'm gonna go with the nuts.
It's nuts. Nuts, easy call.
I don't know if it's easy, but that's
nuts.
The pick.
I was gonna say nuts, but oh fuck, Tay.
I'm taking the chick.
You were what? Explain.
You're just
it's gonna be
bill.
Painful for those 3 hours or whatever.
When after,
but
the
I'm
kick.
Thinking like
or after the wiping.
The wiping is
the
painful.
Wiping issue. Okay.
Yeah, you can't get the memory out, but
that's gonna haunt you at night. The smell is gonna haunt you.
Yeah, the pain is gonna be ridiculous.
But like you said,
so basically, you're going
like
pain for a week, 2 days to a week of the getting kicked in the nuts, or like Cole's point is that's never gonna leave your memory
ever.
Yeah. Just years ahead.
You're having sex with a nice.
I'm thinking. I'm gonna wash this chick. Did you say bathe and what?
Bathe and wipe her ass.
Wipe her ass is what's going to throw me off. That was kind of the deal breaker for me. Washer, I could have maybe took washer, but you got fished up with
water. So this wiping. Is like, after she takes a shit, I have to wipe her ass? Or
yep.
Just like, can I kill two birds with one stone and wash her? That counts as wiping.
Nope.
Wash her ass.
Okay.
Wow.
You add that in the mix. Dude. Oh, if it was just wash, I would probably take her. Then she'd be all clean, and then I'd hit that, obviously.
What?
Jesus.
She's nice and clean, man.
There's no way you're going to hit
nice
that.
Nice and clean.
There's no way.
Is she hairy?
There are hair, and there are pimples on the back.
Oh, she has back knee, huh?
Back knee.
While you're doing her dog, you can just pop them while you're doing it.
No.
It's in the eyes.
Yeah,
as far as you're concerned, you can kill 3 birds with one stone and just fuck her in the bath while washing her and just wipe it all up.
I do not want to get kicked in the nuts. I'm taking the chick, man.
I don't know, dude.
I'm taking the chick.
You're taking the chick.
Yep. Basically, what you laid before us is like what you don't want to do with this situation, but you're still going to go
those
with
are
it.
Two really bad ones, man.
Mm-hmm. Kick the nuts.
All right, you guys ready? Last one.
Yep.
Would you rather have to go streaking at an NFL game and you get tased and proceed to piss and shit yourself and the video goes up on YouTube?
Or
be limited to banging / masturbating to threes. Threes and under.
So live my normal life.
For the next
for the next 20 years. Wait, so you're saying when you masturbate you can't think of hotter chicks?
Like, when you masturbate, you have to masturbate to threes and under.
Like, your brain can't comprehend anything above a four.
What if you,
like,
can you masturbate without thinking about anything, anybody?
Just thinking of
just
nothing.
Masturbate
right,
just masturbate
at darkness.
Just go. No, you can't. You have to think of the threes and under.
You got some skill if you can do that, though.
Yeah, no shit.
Or be known as the guy that just pissed and shit himself.
Can I ask where the barbs are sticking you, like, in the back? Ass, ball sack, I mean...
Like, you're getting tased from, like, four different tasers.
So there's a chance your ball sack is straight
no,
up
No, you're just getting
no
tased.
Chance of ball sack.
Yeah. Okay.
You're just getting tased just from the sheer jolt. It's just... Everything's just what, just releasing.
And you're wearing shorts, and the shit is visible. The shit and liquid is visible.
You're streaking.
Well, you're streaking.
Yeah,
how do you streak?
You're streaking. Well, it'd be real it's obvious. It's gonna be pretty obvious that you're shitting yourself. Yeah.
Oh man!
I'm gonna go. Actually,
not your, there's no chance it hits your cock and balls. So the taser.
It's like all in the chest. Let's just say all.
I think I'm gonna go with the taser because my reasoning is that even though like those videos go online all the time, they happen all the time. Name one person that's ever streaked down a football field. Give me a name.
John.
Right, you'd be the first.
John
one,
Smith.
Though.
Oh, you're saying I would be known for that?
Yeah.
Like they would know.
Like they'd know.
I'd
your
walk
name.
On the
you'd
street.
Be, you'd be a household name.
Remember when Paul asked?
See, I would pick.
Got tased.
I think.
What if it was? What if it
I'm
was,
not sleeping with hotties now, so it's not like.
What if it was banging, masturbating for 10 years? Because it's 20 right now.
He's getting laid, though. I mean, that's not a bad thing.
That's not a. It's not a lock. It's just your normal life.
Oh, but yeah. The best you're gonna do is that the so super the hot chick, but
it's
a fucking
what you're
ugly roommate.
Cool. I'm trying to picture a three. Like
get
chased.
I
don't even give
you
a name on
life.
Here. Give me a three. Some give, name a three that we know. Somebody.
I'm not doing that.
I'm not putting that shit in there. It's fun. No. I almost got tricked. That was fun. No.
You name a three.
A three would be.
Talk about bad.
I'd say a three would be overweight, but no hair. Like, no facial hair.
How much overweight?
Shit.
Like, 200.
Can you name a famous person that you call three?
Ooh.
I know who I would name
Drew
three,
Barrymore.
I was just going to say Drew Barrymore. I think he's ugly.
Like, Drew Barrymore is bad.
No, oh, not a three by Hollywood standards. Three by average people standards.
Unless she's a three to me.
Because if it was a three by Hollywood standards, you'd obviously just go that. Because
right. Well, obviously,
there's threes right. In Hollywood, you'd bang. Obviously.
Yeah.
It's tough, man.
Like, a Whoopi Goldberg, would she be a three?
That's Hollywood standards.
No, it's
I would,
not.
I would still bang Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, he's famous, dude.
Grab a hold of them.
Someone that
planted that. Someone that okay,
he's got literally planted that
seed,
dude. You're in.
Right. You saw Whoopi Goldberg.
No,
and,
I'd say a little worse than that.
Rosie O'Donnell.
I was thinking about
no. That. That's a one. You could bang her. Is threes and under.
You're not getting in, Rosie. O'Donnell.
I'm trying to see who the top
lesbian.
Is.
Just Rosie.
You wait. Who the top is like
Roseanne. Roseanne would be a three.
That's a three.
I'm just saying.
Oh,
that's no, a two. That's a two. I'd say she's a two.
So they're gonna be a little bit better than Roseanne.
Yeah.
You're gonna jerk off to Roseanne.
You know, with the voice and everything, you're get. There's no way you're keeping a boner through that.
I don't know, man.
Okay. So you have your standard.
Cole's talking about jerking off in complete darkness.
Well, see, that's not. He said I can't do that though.
I know.
I have.
I'm just trying to.
But Gabe was saying it's.
What, okay, let's think. Let's talk about this. Let's talk this through. Say you're the pisser shitter. How can you possibly make money off this? Is there you're nationally known, like you're a household name.
You might get
in
a
US.
Depends thing thrown your way for being able to.
I
said how possibly. Suck. He said how possibly. I said maybe.
They're not marketing Depends to fucking 20 some year olds.
You can be like Dave England off Jackass, that's just known for just shitting on command. You can just be that guy.
So you're saying you could try to maybe...
You just let Dave make his life. Some sort of just being asked like to shit somewhere and you just...
But he's not shitting on command. He got fucking tased to shit.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. Maybe if you got famous for it, you could get somebody to pay you to do it again.
So I'm living my normal life.
Even when you get paid,
I make
the
mistake to get tased.
It's not like you quit your job to do that. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, there's no potential that you're going to get, you know, capitalize on the situation.
There's no way you're going
to make... All right, so here's where I'm at.
Okay.
If I have to masturbate to the threes and under,
yeah,
then I'm going to take the tase.
Okay.
But if I can only sleep with threes and under and masturbate to whoever I want...
Right, that's why I said... That's why I added masturbate in there.
Okay, so I guess I'm going with the taser.
Your own tase? It's 10... I changed it to 10 years, though. So it's not...
Is it like you're shitting yourself like a shart? Like just
It doesn't matter.
It's just going
You're
everywhere.
Famous for shitting yourself. They're not going to remember the amount.
It's bad, is what we're saying.
I'll take this.
Like, shit. There's no good
What's
way to
bad
shit.
Is you know they ain't gonna clean that up while before they continue playing. Somebody's gonna get tackled in that shit.
Anyway,
I'm gonna get tased.
That was another terrible statement.
You're going what?
Tased.
You're going tased.
I don't know where it's at. Fuck it.
Tased. I'll take it too.
You almost have to. What if it was 3 years?
3 years of banging.
Banging Roseanne.
What was it before?
I'm telling you, the masturbation is the deal breaker.
Right.
I'm still going tased.
What was it? What was the time before?
10. It was 10, and then I just changed it to 3 years.
Oh, fuck. It was easy tase then. No, 3. I'd still say tased for me. It'd have to be like a year.
You're nationally known for the rest of your life, though. Like, your household name.
Oh, fuck. I, like, really...
That's the thing. Everyone knows
half of this.
Okay, not everyone. I'd say 90%. So you'd have to find that 10% that don't
but
know you.
But you don't have to bang for... You don't have to bang a 3.
Right, but you do have to masturbate.
You could bang a 2 and 1, I guess.
So I guess you could go 3 years without masturbation
sex. Yeah, that's another option. I think I'm going to go, if it's 3 years...
It's 3 years.
I'd have a hard time not masturbating 3 times a day, so...
For you.
I think we're all going tased, aren't we?
Yeah, we're all going tased.
I mean...
That's what you're going with, right?
Okay, think about this, though. You're jerking off to Roseanne for 3 years straight.
That's impossible.
There's a chance... That's what you get into.
I'm just throwing it out there.
There's no chance, is it?
You just soon enjoy it. That's your life now. Like, yeah.
You accept it, and then when those 3 years are up, you stick with that.
Yeah, you're sticking in there.
Tase,
because I don't want to get that.
But what are your chances at being known?
Oh.
Household known is a guy that pissed and shit yourself. What are your chances of honestly getting someone decent? You know?
There's
definitely some chicks, sluts that would just be, oh, I've seen you on this video.
It's like, holy shit, you're popular. You know, just for that taste, for sure. Even if it's 3 years.
My big hottie. Better than Roseanne, probably. Maybe Roseanne would call you up. So
there's no chance this chick is normal that you're bagging, though. Like, she might be hot, but
she's all sorts of cray cray.
At least say bitches. Don't say
you weren't even excited.
Like,
you weren't even excited to say Gabe's.
I'm like Long Island Ice Z, and then and Gabe's.
Some bitches, I guess.
It's like when the away team scores in an NBA game.
Hey, like, that one lone fan up in the bleachers.
I'm talking to the announcer in the stadium or in the arena. I'm like, like if Melo scores, be like Melo or blah, something like that. And then if Kevin Love scores, be like Kevin Love.
Kevin Love, 2 points.
Done.
Yep.
Dude, I said 2 short ones.
How is this my fault? You picked the topics.
I know. We talked way too much.
You went and you just had to go, shit. Jesus.
Dude, I was going to try to make it, but we still had 4 left.
Dude, this one is over an hour.